going back to the year 2000, that was Taisia Povali from Ukraine, and it's from a CD called Bude Tak, and a song called Mama Maria, a very apropos title for this weekend's program in honor of Mother's Day. Вітаю вас всіх, дорогі радіослухачі, на радіопередачу «Наш голос». Говорить Павліна Макворі. Дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину. Hello there and welcome to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio. I'm Paulette Demchuk-McQuarrie, your host, and I'm delighted to have you with me this hour. We have a great program lined up for you. Sylvia Molnar will be along with a recipe for prawns Kiev, a bit of a contemporary seafood twist on that traditional Ukrainian dish. And also, Keith Perron will be along with news, and he's got more developments on the pressure from the European Union in regard to the imprisonment of the former Prime Minister Yulia Tymoshenko, and also more on the film that is raising eyebrows and a few ires in that part of the world. And as well, we've got our usual proverb of the week, other items of interest, and great Ukrainian music. And we are going to be focusing on songs that pretty much all have the word mother in the title, either in Ukrainian, mama or mate, or mother in the English translation. So coming up now, we've got Cherem Shena with a song about an unusual request coming from a mother. Usually you'd think a mother does not want their children to marry a musician, but this one in Ukraine back in the day did. Here is Cherem Shena with Oi Khotila Mene Mate, my mother wanted me to marry a musician.
Ой, хотіла мене мати за музику заміж дати, а з музики та маляра, ой, нема вдома господаря.
You can now hear programs from PCJ Radio while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher is a free news and talk mobile app available for your smartphone. Downloading is quick and easy. Just find Stitcher in the App Store. It's free and just takes a few seconds. Then during registration, hit the promo code box and enter PCJ to get automatically entered to win $100. For more information, go to www.pcjmedia.com and click on the Stitcher logo on the right menu. PCJ Radio on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio.
Follow your feet to the beat at the Vigorville Pesenka Festival, taking place this year, July 6th, 7th, and 8th in Vigorville, Alberta. Enjoy complete cultural immersion with Ukrainian music, dance, food, arts and crafts, pioneer demonstrations, stage shows and the covered grandstand, and much more. Weekend passes and on-site camping. For more information, visit their website, pesenkafestival.com. Winnipeg, that was the Todestrick sisters with Lubey Ridne Krai, My Beloved Motherland. And coming up next is Nové Pokolenia from Toronto, and a traditional Ukrainian folk song that is very appropriate for Mother's Day. Now, it does harken back to a different parenting style than many of us are used to seeing these days. It does harken back to the day when it was commonly held that you spare the rod, spoil the child. But in this song, it turns out okay for the kid anyways. Here is Nové Pokolenia with Byla Mene Mate, My Mother Spanked Me.
Я не стояла. so happy with you. You always cared for me, you always kissed me, I was so happy with you. Patiently teach me, I was so happy with you. My dearest mother, I must tell you once more. In a cradle you rocked me and sang to me gently, I'll never forget your love. In a cradle you and sang to me gently, I'll never forget your love.
Also from Winnipeg, that was the female beat with Dorohamoya Mama, My Dearest Mother. And that is a song that Joyce, the vocalist, it says that they get an awful lot of requests for, especially around Mother's Day. Coming up next, Previt from Montreal from their first CD and an original composition. And this is Matri, another Ukrainian word for mother.
Моя старенька, люба моя мамо, коли б дорогу знала ти сюди, пішла б одна глибокими снігами шукать мої заметені сліди. Полярну ніч і холод краю комі, ти б все-все тучі перемогла, та жаль тобі, дороги незнайомі, tišo je. Krug našo sela. Розпитуй в цій краї доріг, я може сам ще повернусь до тебе, коли розтане цей холодний сніг. І на твої вже тремтячі руки, після розлуки я чолом схилюсь, не плач, матусе, от біди розпуки, я повернусь, скоро повернусь, не плач, матусе, от біди розпуки, я повернусь, скоро повернусь.
Listening to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada for PCJ Radio. And now, Ukrainian Food Flair with Sylvia Molnar. Tips for Ukrainian cooking.
Hello. Seeded mustard is simply a style of mustard with crushed mustard seeds. For the recipe I'll be giving you later for prawns Kiev, you'll be needing seeded mustard. Mustard has been an important culinary spice since classical times. The Romans exploited its culinary virtues, mixing it with vinegar or honey and nuts and spices to produce a variety of interesting sauces. There are two varieties of mustard seed, yellow seed and brown seed. The yellow seed, often referred to as white, and the brown as black. Dry mustard is a mixture of the two varieties. Prawns Kiev is the seafood version of chicken Kiev. This is a contemporary twist on a traditional recipe. I came across it not long ago and thought it would be fun to share it with you. You'll need the following. 3 ounces of butter, soft, 2 teaspoons peeled mustard, 1 tablespoon flat leaf parsley, 4 cloves of garlic, mashed, 20 jumbo prawns, flour as needed, 2 eggs, slightly beaten, and 1/3 cup of milk. Breadcrumbs, dry and fine for coating. Oil for deep frying. Mix the butter with the garlic, parsley, and mustard. Place this mixture onto foil and shape into a 12-inch roll and wrap in plastic wrap. Refrigerate the roll until firm. Cut butter into 10 slices. Shell and devein the jumbo prawns. Gently pound 2 prawns together into a flat circle and repeat with remaining prawns. Mold each prawn circle around each butter slice. Using slightly wet hands will help you do this. Toss the prawns in flour, shake off any excess flour, dip into the egg and milk mixture, then in the breadcrumbs. Place finished prawns on parchment paper and place in the refrigerator for 30 minutes. Shallow fry or deep fry in hot oil until cooked through and golden. This recipe makes 10. Until next time, enjoy and try it. It's Ukrainian.
Thanks, Sylvia, for sharing your Ukrainian culinary expertise on Ukrainian Food Flair here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio.
Мамина серцю мила, а сорочка мамина зі.
And that was Teresa Sekirica of Canadian Idol fame a few years back. And that is a traditional Ukrainian folk song from her CD, Ukrainian Roots. And the song is called Sorochka Mamina, Mother's Blouse.
Ukrainian News Outlook.
Coming up, pressure mounts against Ukraine from the European Union. Russian film opens wounds, and more. I'm Keith Parent. Ukraine is under increasing pressure from the European Union over the case of Yulia Tymoshenko. Five European leaders said they will not attend. Jonathan Josephs has the story from Kiev.
These are the bruises inflicting growing damage to Ukraine's reputation abroad. The opposition leader, Yulia Tymoshenko, says she suffered them at the hands of prison staff. The Ukrainian authorities deny that allegation and say she suffered the injuries by pushing against blunt, hard objects. Ms. Tymoshenko's daughter, Eugenia, is spearheading the campaign for her release, and those of what she calls the many political prisoners being held, in what's regarded as the ongoing fallout from 2004's Orange Revolution.
We just want to see the government of Ukraine deciding that they're going to change their ways, solve their political crisis, release political prisoners, and it's all in their power to do so. And there is no need for boycotting if they change their ways. But they're discrediting something that could have become a real celebration of democracy in Ukraine.
That something is the prestigious Euro 2012 football tournament. And in a meeting with Ukraine and co-host Poland, tournament organisers UEFA, who normally stay at arm's length from political matters, did voice concerns, saying that it had alerted the Ukrainian delegation about the concerns raised by the political situation in Ukraine among European politicians and media. The EU Commission President, Jose Manuel Barroso, is one of those politicians. He says he'll boycott the tournament. And there are growing calls for Germany's Angela Merkel to do the same. Five European presidents, including Germany's Joachim Gauck, are already boycotting another Ukrainian event. The Black Sea port of Yalta is set to host a flagship summit of Central and East European leaders within the next fortnight.
There is no doubt that if Mrs. Tymoshenko's health conditions sharply worsened, or if something unpredictable happened, it would considerably threaten Ukraine's position in Europe.
Ukraine insists the boycotts aren't a protest against its policies, but Ms. Tymoshenko is likely to be heartened by the foreign support she's received in what's regarded as our ongoing battle with the president.
Germany's team captain, Philipp Lahm, slammed the Euro 2012 co-host Ukraine for the government's treatment of jailed ex-Prime Minister Yulia Tymoshenko. Ukrainian President Viktor Yanukovych is coming under increasing political pressure over the imprisonment of the former opposition leader, with governments of the European Union threatening to boycott the tournament. The German team captain said the political situation there is of huge concern. He called on Michel Platini, the president of the European football's governing body, UEFA, to also put pressure on the government of Ukraine, who will host the European Championships from June 8th to July 1st. I think I should take a stand, and I'm curious to see what he has to say. With political pressure on Ukraine growing, Lamb says the championships are in danger of being overshadowed by Tymoshenko's ongoing detention. Germany, among the Euro 2012 title favorites, will play all three opening games in Ukraine, both in Group B against Portugal on June 9th and June 13th against the Netherlands. They'll be held in the same area where Tymoshenko is being held. A Russian film released on the eve of Ukraine hosting the Euro 2012 tells the stirring story of the notorious Match of Death, played between Soviet footballers and Nazi occupiers in Kiev during World War II. But the film has reopened still raw wounds in Ukraine and has accused of being anti-Ukrainian for the depiction how some locals willingly collaborated with the invading German forces. The film, Match, is set in the occupied Ukraine capital in 1941 and 1942. It is based on a true story of the Soviet footballers and Ukrainian footballers who played a series of matches against the Nazis 70 years ago. The Football Association has confirmed it is monitoring the development of security in Ukraine after the bombing blast a few weeks ago. Mark Perry of the England supporters team said he believes the majority of fans traveling have sufficient experience and are largely unconcerned. 95% of the fans I know are going to be going to countries like Ukraine, so they know what they're getting themselves into. The main concern is infrastructure in terms of getting around. The Football Association said that they sold less than 50% of the ticket allocation for the group of games. Of the 23,000 total number of tickets for matches with France, Sweden, and Ukraine, 3,000 per game have been bought. And with that, we've come to the end of this edition of Ukraine News Outlook. I'm Keith Parent.
You're listening to Nash Holos, Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio.
Високо мило вікно позирала, чи надійшов далеко. Мило вікно позирала, чи надійшов далеко. Одійшов їм пару кроків, вона наня кричала: йой, вернися, цвітку. Прогнівала, ой, вернися, цвітку милий, чим я тебе прогнівала.
знали, як не доспані світанки. Губи на весіллі танець обом долю вибирали. Мати й мачуха не знали і нікого не питали. Чом на вибір смуток щастя, тому зілі як удасться.
From the United States of America, formerly from Ukraine. They are called Charivna, and this is from a CD that they recorded back in 1996, prior to coming to the United States. And the song was Mate I Machuha, and that is a song going out to all the stepmothers as well as mothers. The nice stepmothers, not the evil kind. And before them, you heard Anichka from Ukraine and My Beloved Mother. Well, coming up next, we're going to break with the tradition of this program in playing songs with the word mother in the title. The song itself is not particularly about mothers, but it is from the soundtrack of a movie about a mother, a rather unusual mother. And this, of course, is a family portrait in black and white, which is screening in Vancouver right now at Denmonth Cinemas. And it will be through till Thursday, May the 17th at 4 p.m. And it is certainly a film that is definitely worth seeing. So if you haven't seen it yet, do plan to take it in while you still can. And the song is called Dreamers Travelers. It is a song that would touch any mother's heart because it is sung by a child with a very beautiful voice, Rebecca Sihon from Mission, BC. Here she is now with Dreamers Travelers, her own composition.
Dreamers Travelers, make my wish come true. Come true.
To the beat at the Vegreville Pesenka Festival, taking place this year, July 6th, 7th, and 8th in Vegreville, Alberta. Enjoy complete cultural immersion with Ukrainian music, dance, food, arts and crafts, pioneer demonstrations, stage shows, and the covered grandstand, and much more. Weekend passes and on-site camping. For more information, visit their website, pesenkafestival.com.
Thank you.
band from Manitoba, and many years ago, that was Tommy Buick and Mom's Waltz. For the very best in Ukrainian programming, tune in to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio every Sunday at 6 p.m. in Vancouver on AM 1320 CHMB and streaming online at am1320.com. Elsewhere around the world, you can hear Nash Holos on the PCJ Radio Network on AM, FM, and shortwave. And you can catch us in... And in between broadcasts, you can catch us online at the Nash Holos website, which is nashholos.com, on the PCJ Radio website, which is pcjmedia.com, on the Nash Holos page there, and you can catch us on iTunes as well for the podcast, and you can catch the program on your mobile phone via the Stitcher app. And don't forget to follow Keith and me on Facebook and Twitter. На жаль, вже скінчили нашу програму, вже час додому і сказати до побачення, але перед тим я хочу залишити вас цими словами мудрості. Не всі помилки можна поправити. And our proverb of the week translates as, not all mistakes can be corrected. Well, that just about wraps up another program. So to take us home, we've got the Playboy Band from Edmonton and Kazala Meni Mate, My Mother Told Me. I'm Paula Demchik-McQuarrie on behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and PCJ Radio. Thanks so much for listening. Till next time, do pobachenia.
Казала мені мати, сину жінеся, не ходи пойно, чатай на волочесі, не ходи пойно, чатай на волочесі. Тому я не винний, що переназемна, як у мама мала, так мені дала, як у мама мала, так мені дала. Зачекай до Петра, вона буде тепла, зачекай до Івана, вона буде файна, зачекай до Івана, вона буде файна. Як у мама мала, так мені дала, як у мама мала.